All right, here's what we know about the Virginia Senate race, that extremely close election that could determine control of the Senate. In fact, it will. The Associated Press and NBC last night declared Democrat Jim Webb to be the winner. The AP said its determination was based on a survey of Virginia voting jurisdictions. However, incumbent Republican George Allen has not conceded defeat. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Richmond.
Even before news agencies projected Jim Webb the winner last night, his campaign was portraying his victory as a done deal. By midday, his staff already was calling him senator-elect, and fellow Democrat Mark Warner, a former Virginia governor, was detailing Webb's Senate agenda in a conference call with reporters.
I know that Senator-elect Webb is looking forward to working on the issues that he talked about in the campaign, ranging from how we deal with Iraq to economic fairness to trying to make sure we get our country fixed. And I think he will be a great addition to the United States Senate.
Webb holds about a 7,000-vote lead over George Allen, a margin of less than one-half of 1%. And yesterday, some Republicans clung to hope the totals could change this week as election officials conduct a routine canvass, reviewing provisional ballots and checking the vote count for errors. Allen advisor Ed Gillespie called Webb's pronouncement premature.
Our perspective is that we are going to respect the laws of Virginia, which say that this process is not yet completed, and we would prefer to wait and count the votes and make sure they're also counted accurately.
If Webb still leads after the canvass, Allen could demand a statewide recount. But analysts say he faces long odds. Canvasses and recounts in past Virginia elections have yielded nowhere near the 7,000 votes he needs. And Virginia Commonwealth University professor Bob Holsworth says if Allen desires a political future, he doesn't want to be perceived as fighting for a lost cause.
There are a lot of Virginians who still are willing to vote for George Allen. And so what he doesn't want to be seen is putting Virginia through the kind of Florida-style anguish that we saw in 2000.
Virginia law gives candidates until the first week of December to call for a recount. But Allen's aides say the senator may announce as soon as today whether he'll give up his re-election fight. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Richmond.
And you can go to npr.org for complete election coverage, including results, reactions, and analysis.